brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福所有参加讲习会的弟兄姐妹。
May God bless all of us who are here for the training.
我们手上有讲义，就是前三天晚上有关理会者讲习会的一些讲义。
We've passed out copies of notes for the last three nights.
另外一份是查经的讲习的讲义。
There's also another page for the Bible study training.
这样的讲义啊，小弟在伯恩教会分别也跟他们分享过。
And we had the same training in the Bowen Park Church.
因为我来美国才知道有一些要开讲习，所以我也是在伯恩教会的时候也用笔写啊，所以没有时间打字。
I didn't know that we would have the training until I got here, so I had to write the notes by hand.
那我们知道这个领会，你要讲述什么话，你就必须要有自己的查经方式，才能够领受分享给会众。
When we share the word of God through a sermon, we must study the Bible first.
所以我们今天很诚恳的将最基本的一个查经方式要跟大家做一个介绍。
And today I'd like to share with you some of the basics in Bible study.
我们先来看出埃及记十六章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记十六章
Exodus chapter 16
十六章的二十一节
Exodus chapter 16 verse 21
二十一节
verse 21
他们每日早晨按着个人的饭量收取，日头一发热就消化了。在这里谈到当时以色列百姓在行走旷野的时候，
At the time, the Israelites traveled in the wilderness.
他们没有东西吃。
They didn't have anything to eat.
后来神就降玛拿给他们吃。
And God sent down manna for them as well.
每天都有一定的食量。
Every morning, the same amount.
但是一定要在早上才能收取，太阳一出来啊，这些东西就消化无有了。
But they had to gather the manna every morning because it disappeared.
如果不拿，留到隔天早晨，这个东西也会变成生臭虫啊，变臭了。
And if one took more than his share, the next day it was spoiled.
所以一天只拿一定的这个玛拿的粮食。
So every morning, everyone gathered as much as he needed.
那在这一节来讲
，When we study this verse,
那这些以色列百姓如果他们没有去拿，那你就没有东西吃了。
We see that the Israelites had to go out and collect, otherwise they
would have been. 所以按照个人的饭量来收取玛拿。
They gathered manna as much as they needed.
那这里有一个非常好的一个提醒。
And it serves as a good reminder.
这里说要在每日早晨。
It says each morning.
那每日早晨说起来这时间很短。
And our mornings are quite short.
那我们也可以说，我们生命这个主耶稣说，我们生命的玛拿粮食就指着他的话。
And Jesus also said that His word is manna.
主耶稣在约翰福音六章那边就这样谈到。
He said that in John chapter 6.
我要是生命的粮食，永远不朽坏。
I am the bread of life that will never perish.
特别指出说，我就是那生命的粮食。
Jesus called Himself the bread of life.
是从天上降下来属灵的玛拿。
He is the spiritual manna sent down from heaven.
所以在六十三节里面，他就这样谈。
And in verse 63, Jesus said,
说这个，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
My word is life.
所以我们今天是要领受那属灵的玛拿。
And today we're here to receive the spiritual manna.
但是我们的心智要像这个二十一节里面谈到的。
And our hearts must be like the people recorded in verse 21.
这里说每日早晨。
Each morning.
然后又谈到日头一发热就消化了。
And the verse also said when the sun grew hot, the manna melted away.
这里是告诉我们，提醒我们呢。
It also reminds us.
我们要趁着还活着的时候，赶快领取这个玛拿。
Gather the manna while we're still alive.
领取神的真理。
Gather God's word.
这是第一个提醒。
That is the first reminder.
第二个提醒啊。
Second.
我们趁着我们健康的时候，要赶快领取这个真属灵的玛拿。
Receive as much of God's words as you can when we're still healthy.
这很重要。
That is important.
当你不健康，怎么领取
If you aren't healthy, how can you learn from God?
趁着我们人最健壮，趁着我们人像早晨这样清新有力量的时候，赶快领取属灵的玛瑙。
When you're still strong and full of energy as the morning, then receive.
再来等到这个日头一发热
，When the sun grew hot,
一旦太阳出来了，这个玛瑙就消化掉了。
The manna melted away.
意思就是告诉我们要把握住机会。
It tells us to seize every opportunity.
你不要这个太阳日头一照了，你再去拿就拿不到了，已经过时了，机会没有了。
If you gather manna when the sun grew hot, you have nothing to collect.
所以前面特别说，祝福大家这样参加讲习会，就是有心要来领取属灵的玛瑙，让我们在属灵工作上能够非常胜任。
And I ask God to bless all of you because we're here to receive God's word, carry on our duties.
今天我们有发讲义，讲义在前面可以拿到后面哈。那个慢来的就可以拿过去。
There are more
整一份在后面那一
块。Pass to the back。
哦，麻烦谢谢啊。那全部拿到后面，那个慢来的就可以拿到啊。那我们现在谈到了有关这个领受属灵玛瑙的这样的认识。
So we understand that we must receive the spiritual manna。
那我们就开始来谈。要领受就必须要学习怎么样查经的认识。
And we must learn how to study this Bible.
我们说过要趁活着的时候领受。
We must study the Word of God while we're alive.
我们还健康的时候
while we're healthy.
有这个体力有智慧的时候要领受。
While we still have the energy and the wisdom.
趁着我们还这要把握住任何的机会要来领受这个属灵的玛瑙。
And we seize every opportunity to receive this manna.
那我们要能够做到这一点，就必须要学会怎么样去查经。
In order to do that, we must learn how to study the Bible.
这个查是考察的查，不是喝茶的茶。
Study is an action.
有一次，我刚刚神学院去了，不大会喝茶。
When I graduated from the seminary, I wasn't a tea drinker.
聚会完了，这个有一个负责人就跟我讲了传道，我们来去谈查经，喝茶经。
But after the service, a member said, let us have some Bible study.
谈茶经我听懂，喝茶经我就听不懂了。
And they involved tea.
怎么这么神秘，怎么茶经可以喝的？
And I wonder, what does the Bible have to do with tea?
哇，原来就带我到那个会客室，原来就是喝茶了。茶也有茶的道理，叫做茶经。
So they took us to a room and showed us the mysteries of tea making.
一圈又一圈代表什么意思？哇
！There are different ways of making tea.
后来看多了，喝多了，也变得会喝茶了。
And I became an expert in tea.
那我在这里不是推销茶叶了。
I'm not here to sell you tea leaves.
那我们现在所谈的就是要查经，怎么样学习看圣经。怎么样去了解圣经
？But we're here to study and understand the Bible.
这个也是要认知的。
It takes an understanding.
其实看来啊，这个查经啊，学习神的话，必须要有一个正确的认知态度。
We must have the right attitude in studying God's word.
我们看第一点。
Let's look at point number one.
这个查经啊，就是像我们刚刚讲的这个属灵的玛瑙，我们要天天读经。
Just as the people collected manna every day, we must read the Bible.
我听到很多弟兄姐妹跟我这样做见证说，一有读经的习惯，然后不读啊，好像这一天失落了什么。
Many brothers and sisters have shared with me that once they establish a habit of Bible reading,
会有这种感觉
they find something missing if they don't read the Bible.
会有这种感觉很好哎。
And it's good to read the Bible.
你表示他喜欢这个什么道理？
Because it shows that they love the word of God.
愿意学习
They're willing to learn.
把读经当作每天必须的一个功课
And Bible reading becomes part of their lives.
越读越快乐的
The more they read, the happier they get.
越读越喜欢的
The more they read, the more they like the Bible.
尤其在台上在领会的，如果讲到什么道理，哎，这个经节我知道在哪里，哎，原来这个解释是这样，哦，好舒服的。
And when you, as you're listening to sermon, you're able to make connections to the verses.
但是有一些人就不一样了。
But not all or everyone is like that.
我常常到医院去访问呢。
I visit the hospitals.
好像都会看到一件事。
I've seen one common trait.
平常不看圣经。
There are many people who don't read the Bible normally.
但是生病的时候啊，每次在床头那个上面放一本小圣经，还有大圣经。
But when they got sick, as they lie on the bed, there's a huge Bible next to it.
我问这些人有没有看?
And I asked them, do you read the Bible?
看了一下眼睛就想睡了。
And they said, I read the Bible to help me to sleep.
我平常不读经，生病就把圣经放在旁边，这么现实啊。
So when they got sick, they had the Bible next to them.
不过还好，还有生病，还有看圣经，不然没有生病就一生都不看圣经，那麻烦。
But at least they knew how to study the Bible when they're sick.
所以这个你要查经的认知，第一点就是要天天读经。
So we must remember, every day we have to read the Bible.
你可以给我一个一定的这个换量，读经要读多少啊？
According to how much you need.
或者读经要读多少时间呢？
How much time you spent.
你每天可以选一个你最方便的时间，反正就是天天要读就对了。
You can choose a specific time of day to read the Bible.
读经可以从你最喜欢的那一卷开始读了。
As long as you do so every day, beginning from the book that you like.
有的一读读诗篇，结果读了几篇了，真的是睡觉睡死了，死篇了。
Some people fall asleep when they read the Psalms.
你不要读那么长了。
Then don't read the long ones.
你先读那个短短的。
Read the short Psalms.
你读完，哎。 这么快读完，哎，很舒服。因为这读短的，短的被你读完，你就有兴趣了，就读那个长的经卷了。If
you begin with the short ones, then you may find that it's quite easy. Then you can gradually read the longer ones.
味道来了。And
you'll find the meaning in the song.
越来越熟了。And
you'll know the Bible.
你就谈到什么道理，就记得，哎，哪一句，哪一章，哪一节，哎，慢慢会有兴趣的。And
later, when you hear a sermon, you'll realize you've read those verses.
哎，那个感觉会很舒服哎。And
you'll feel good.
有时候你碰到事情，自然神的道理就生出来了。
And when you encounter trouble, you will remember God's word.
你就很容易判断事情。You
will be able to tell right from wrong.
既然要做好天天读经啊。If
we need to read the Bible every day.
这里介绍有关读经的四个阶段。Let
me show you how we do it.
第一个阶段要通读了。There
are four verses, four phases we must read.
就是我们念的这样过去或者看的这样过去。
You must read it through.
如果第一遍记不起来，所谓的第一遍是从创世纪到启示录，记不起来，再来第二遍。
When you after you finish reading from Genesis to Revelation, if you don't remember what you read, read again.
读这个后面忘记前面了，再读一遍。
If you forget the previous chapters, read them again.
读到你好像有这个印象为止。
Until you remember something about it.
这个叫做通读了。
That's to remember. That's to read it fully.
那通读到底要读几遍，就要看你自己的功力了。
And it depends on. It's up to you how much you how many times.
你读一百遍才会稍微有印象，那你就必须读一百遍。
If you need to read the Bible 100 times to remember it, you may need to do that.
如果一年才读一遍，那一百遍100年了，太慢了。
But if we can only read the Bible once a year, how many years will that be?
所以你要规划一个时间的时候，一年不只要读一遍呢。Then
you must cleverly allot your time to read the Bible.
如果用看的用念的很快啊。If
you're just reading the words, it's very quick.
有那个印象以后，when
you have remember something,
开始就要进入到熟读了。Then
you must learn from it.
熟读就是这个经卷，它中心，这个这一卷是哪一卷，它每一章在谈什么，你开始要想尽办法记起来了。
You must remember a picture of how what each chapter.
第一遍总是令人觉得很辛苦。
The first time through is very hard.
但是你必须要去做它。
But you must do it.
熟读了以后。
After you know your Bible verse, you must study it even deeper.
精读啊，就是。 这个阶段就要开始做到这个那一卷的结构大纲，跟那一章的结构大纲，那一段的结构大纲，这个都要出来了。
At this stage, you'll learn all the structure and how each verse flows into another.
当然有关历史背景这些神的选民的，神的应许在什么样的时间做着那个，在熟读的时候可以参考一些有关这方面的资料。And
at this time, we can learn the historical backgrounds and how God treated His own people.
那精读这一段呢？如果你真的做到了
，Once you're able to do this，
再来就研读了
，Then you can examine it，
研究圣经了
，You can examine and study the Bible，
研究神的应许、神的宣告、神的神学。You
can
旧约是怎么样去串联的，新约是怎么样串联的，到后来你就可以出书了。
You can study the promise, the theology of God from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and you can read the Bible.
弟兄姐妹都做到第四阶段,
if all of us reach this stage,
不怕没有书籍, 好多,
then we'll publish so many books.
整本圣经就是整章了,
because our Bible is the notes.
那个时候要领会就更容易了啊。
At that time, it would be pretty easy to lead a sermon.
因为整本圣经就是讲章。
Because your material is the entire Bible.
但是要花很多时间到这个地方。
But that takes time.
这个旧约圣经在以斯拉记第七章第十节。
In Ezra chapter 7 verse 10 it says,
他这个以斯拉先知带领这个神的选民回到耶路撒冷来盖圣殿。
Ezra led the people back to the city to rebuild the temple.
他举办了一个读经大会。
And he led a session of Bible reading.
我们一起来看以斯拉记第七章。
Ezra chapter 7.
以斯拉记第七章。
Ezra chapter 7.
第七章的第十节
Ezra chapter 7 verse 10
第十节以斯拉定制考究遵循耶和华的律法又将律例典章教训以色列人在这里以斯拉先知他要带领这些以色列百姓就是以神的话来带领的
Prophet Ezra led the people with the word of God
他自己首先立志要学习这个神的话
First he devoted himself to the study
不但学好而且还将神的话要来教训以色列人呢
Not only so, he taught it in Israel.
所以他在这里勉励这个神的选民以色列人呢，去举办这个读经大会。
And he encouraged God's own people to learn God's decree and laws.
所以我们常常讲说建造圣殿，圣殿有硬体的，还有属灵的圣殿，就是要用这两个圣殿呢，都是用神的话来去引导带领的。
Regarding the rebuilding of temple, whether physical or spiritual, we need the word of God.
所以我们天天在吃饭的时候，也要想到要天天领受属灵的玛纳，属灵的真理。
And since we eat every day, let us remember to study the word of God every day.
天天读经很好哎。
It is good to read the Bible every day.
很舒服哎。
It feels quite good.
你真的会在里面看到这个神的话，就像我们路上的光，脚前的灯一样。
Because in the Bible, you will see God's word as the lamp on your.
这个要从天天读经来培养这种。兴趣培养这种好处
It begins from reading the Bible each day
不然的话从那个嘴巴出来的都是像这个刀剑一样随便都会砍人了
Otherwise
好像机关枪一样子弹都射人了
Otherwise what comes out of your mouth on the pulpit can only hurt people
第二点
The second point
查经的认知
Our understanding in the Bible
要谦卑领受
We must humbly receive
神的话语要装在一个懂得谦卑领受的人。
God places His word in a humble person.
那在《使徒行传》第八章里面记载啊。
In Acts chapter 8 it says,
这个有一个埃及阿伯的这个太监。
The chapter talks about an Ethiopian eunuch.
那圣灵就引导腓力说要向他传道。
And the Holy Spirit guided Philip to preach the gospel.
我们看那个《使徒行传》第八章的三十节。
Let's read Acts chapter 8 verse 30.
三十节，腓力就跑到太监那里，听见他念先知以赛亚的书说，便问他：“你所念的，你明白吗？”
Verse 30. Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet.
三十一节
Do you understand what you're reading?
三十一节，这个太监就回答说：“没有人指教我，我怎么能够明白呢？”
In verse 31, how can I? He said, unless someone explains it to me.
真的很谦卑。
This was a humble man.
圣灵差遣腓力去向他传讲这个太监不懂的这个道理的地方。
The Holy Spirit sent Philip to preach the message that the eunuch didn't understand.
很谦卑领受呢。
And he humbly received.
所以腓力才讲啊。
And Philip continued.
所以我们今天学习什么道理
？And when we learn the word of God today,
这个文道不一定在乎年龄大小，只要你有心学啊，神就会赏赐给你。
It doesn't matter how old or young you are, as long as you're willing to receive, God will give it to you.
同样在学习查考神的道理的当中啊
，while you're learning to study the word of God.
但有些人这一方面比较有认知，有些人那一方面大家互相勉励，互相来学习，谦卑领受。
You may understand this better, and I may understand that better, and we learn from each other.
如果信主信得很久，或者年龄很大，但是都不读经，你说道理会懂吗？
If we never study the Bible, even though we believe for a long time, we won't really understand the truth.
道理的明白啊，学习不在乎他年龄的大小，而是在乎你有没有心去谦卑领受，你就明白了。
Understanding the truth doesn't matter in your age, but rather whether or not you humbly receive.
再来查经的认知第三点。
The third point.
要敬虔度日。
We must live our days with reverence.
这一点很重要。
Now this is very important.
当你有这种查经的习惯。
When we have a habit of Bible study.
每天这样读。
Every day we read the Bible.
而且也能够谦卑学习。
And if we learn humbly from the God,
很自然地在他的生活当中，他会行出来呢。
And naturally, we'll live out God's teachings.
会很敬虔度日。
We will live with reverence.
会注意自己的讲话。
We'll watch our speech.
会注意自己的行为动作。
We'll watch what we do.
会愿意学习神的道理，了解自己的个性要怎么样的改啊。
And God's words will teach us how to change.
能够这样子灵修用神的道理查经明白，然后灵修自然会过一个敬虔度日的生活。
And our Bible study will help us live a more spiritual life.
就会看到好修养、好灵修。
And we'll see good character for ourselves.
所以查经真的你要让他这个你所明白的、所查到的，放到你的生活里面，然后就会有很好的生活见证。
We must put what we learn from our Bible study in our lives and be a witness for God.
这一点很重要。
That is very important.
你这样子查经才会有。才会天天有效。
If you can do that, then you will see the results of Bible study.
那很多人查经明白什么道理以后，都有这种体验。
Many people have shared their experience of Bible study.
比如说，他每天晚上都会读一段。
For example, a person studies the Bible at night.
读三章还是读几章
？They may read three chapters.
结果隔天在上班或在学校的时候，哎，就让他学习这个道理了。哎呀，原来是这样。哦，原来是这样。他好高兴，学习任何事情都很轻松，很容易去学，神会祝福带领的。
Now from the next morning, whether in school or at work, they find that everything is easier to understand.
但我以前还没有读经，很会计较任何事。
Before they study the Bible, they will be very picky.
因为有读经的生活以后，他就明白了，哎，我应该怎么做？哎，我应该怎么做？到处都是亮光，提醒他怎么敬虔生活度日。
But when they have a habit of Bible study, every day, the verses remind them how to live.
真的很多人有这种感受。
And many people feel the same way.
只要有这种习惯的人，真的很多这种体验。
If we have the habit of Bible study, you will see the results.
第四点。
Fourth.
查经的认知要得到圣灵的帮助。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit to help us study the Bible.
因为这是非常上好的福分，美好的神的真理。
Because this is the greatest blessing, the Word of God.
所以真的要祷告求神带领呢。
We must pray and ask God to help us understand.
所以一般有读经习惯的都会在查这个看圣经以前呢，先祷告。
Before we study the Bible, pray to God.
求主耶稣让我能够谦卑领受你的话，借着圣灵的帮助，能够明白你的话，成为我生活的依据。
Pray to God, say, Lord Jesus, help me understand your words and live out your teachings.
我回来去祷告，就开始看圣经了。
And after prayer, you can read the Bible.
哎，很奇妙啊！从前看不懂的，现在看懂了。
But often you'll find that you understand verses that you didn't understand before.
越看越舒服，越快乐的。
The more you read, the more joyful you get.
而且越看心里越感动，心里火热。
The more you read, the more the Holy Spirit will move your heart.
就像耶稣啊，在死后复活显现。给那个往以马忤斯的两个人呐、啊、讲道理的时候，他们心里火热，那种见证体验。
Just as Jesus appeared to the two men on the road to Emmaus, and they felt the fire in their heart.
有人也跟我这样做见证。
And a member also shared with me.
一直在这读经圣灵引导的时候，哇，那种快乐，那种火热的心啊，哇，不由自主的流泪，就跪下来祷告说，哇，太好，太美了。
As he was reading the Bible, the Holy Spirit moved him so much that he had to kneel down and wept to God and prayed.
圣灵帮助他。
Because the Holy Spirit helped him.
那种明白道理的那一刹那，哇，好像找到世界最珍贵的宝贝一样，这样的高兴。所以读经完了以后，哇，在那边一直祷告神。
The moment that you understand the truth, it is as if you discovered the greatest treasure, and you can't help but pray to God.
如果你有心了，真的这样做，圣灵帮助你。你会体验真的好快乐。
If you have the heart to study the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will help you.
当碰到的时候，你想要擦去眼泪，不让它流下来，难啊，真的难啊。
And you can't help but cry to God.
那个眼泪没有眼泪，会挤，眼泪也会被挤出来了。
The Holy Spirit will move you to tears.
这个见证很多。
We have heard many testimonies.
真的是这样。
And that's true.
当圣灵帮助的时候。
Let the Holy Spirit help you.
所以读经一定要祷告。
You must pray when you study the Bible.
读完了要祷告神。
Before and after.
这样子做才会避免骄傲。
then you won't become proud.
才会变得自以为是。
And you won't think that you know it all.
有一次我问一对夫妻。
Once I spoke with a couple.
你们如果有意见不合吵架的时候，你们怎么处理啊？
How do you deal with disagreements?
然后他们两个一对夫妻就告诉我。
And they told me.
他们呢，如果吵架生气了。就到房间里面分别写一个经节、啊、给对方。
When they get mad at each other, they will go to the separate rooms and find a verse for each other.
有时候会写、啊、对不起、啊、
Sometimes they'll write, I'm sorry.
但是有时候会写、啊、这个跟一面的妇人争吵是同类。先说给太太 这句话、哎、
But sometimes a husband will quote the verse.
那个记者 在箴言里面呢
quote a verse from Proverbs. One should not argue with a foolish woman.
太太就给了
And the wife will quote another verse.
马可前书那边说你要敬重、妻子因为妻子、啊 比丈夫软弱不然你的祷告会没有路不通、哦、
And the wife will quote 1 Peter saying you must care for your wife otherwise God will not listen to your prayer.
本来圣经的很好的意思都拿来用那种吵架的那个工具这个就变得不好了
they use the word of God as weapons
圣经是要改变我们我们领受以后先改变我们自己才能够看到人家改变的先要求别人改变那么难了
the purpose of reading the Bible is to change ourselves not to change other people
所以读经是要勉励自己
we read the Bible to encourage ourselves
如果你有机会分享给大众领会也好劝勉也好，或者是辅导也好，你懂得那是用分享出去的。
When you have a chance to share what you learn, whether through sermon or classes or counseling, you're just sharing.
再来看第二项。
Let's go to the
查经的类别。
Types of Bible study.
第一个是人物查经。
First is a study of character.
你可以探讨某一个人物。
You can study a particular character in the Bible.
他的优点，他的缺点，你可以分析，然后再来做这个道理的分享。
Study and analyze his or her virtue.
那我知道有一个同工啊，他把这个以色列国跟那个犹大国啊，南北国两代的国王的好坏全部整理，然后做这个讲章，这叫做人物查经。
Once a fellow worker. Made a sermon out of all the kings in the kingdom of Judah and Israel.
那圣经有很多的人物呢。
And there are many people recorded in the Bible.
有那个好的要我们学习的。
There are people who we should learn from.
也有那个做不好的要我们警戒的。
And there are those who have made mistakes that we can learn from.
所以光讲这个就已经不得了了。
You can't stop learning from them.
你朝这个方面准备这讲章太多了。
Just preparing sermons on all the biblical characters.
因为你都不认识圣经的人物，不然讲章没有啊。
There's no way you'll run out of materials.
所以这方面啊，再来事迹查经。
And we can study events in the Bible.
发生一段事迹。
Something happened was recorded.
然后去查它所有的来龙去脉。
You can study the how it began and how it ended.
然后再分析几个要点。
And analyze what happened.
这个要点就可以分别在这个要点底下的提出属灵的教训。成为勉励自己分享给大家的一个好的方法
And from each of the specifics in the event you can share the spiritual teaching
再来专题查经
You can also study a particular topic
可以用这个经这个第一个题目然后你去找相关的经节你就分类大纲
You can set a topic and find the verses to support the topic
这个可能要运用一些工具书资料来将你的专题查经的这些经文呢，能够更有好的这个生命的粮食。
That probably requires some reference books to learn from the way of life.
再来是段落查经。
You can also study passages.
可以找一个一段。
Find a passage in the Bible.
一段的经文，然后从里面就找出主题，然后就把它分段。
Find the theme in that passage and break it up into different sections.
在这个分段的要点呢，就成为一个很好的依据啊。然后在那一段，我们可以做了解，就可以分享给别人。
And you can learn the lessons from each of the sections and share with other people.
再来是整卷的查经。
You can also study a whole book.
这个整卷的查经，它每一卷它有它中心的主题。
Every book in the Bible has a central theme.
然后每一卷里头的每一章也有它的中心主题
And so does each chapter in a book
它这个中心主题绝对离不开这个经卷的主题的这个范围里面。
And each chapter will have the same theme as the entire book.
所以这方面的查经也相当不错，它是要了解整卷整章。
It is a good way to study the Bible to understand each chapter and each book.
但是它的其中的信息要提出的很有力，很有组织，这样听的人呢、啊、才能够有一个系统、一个概念、一个结构。
But if you deliver a sermon based on a book, you better organize your thoughts.
不然的话，很用力的讲啊，流汗啊，人家还是听不懂。
Otherwise, no one will understand your message.
那个时候只有你一个人感动啊，但是大家都不感动啊，那麻烦。
It won't be good if you're the only person that is moved by the book.
真的也有这样的不注意的时候啊。
It's happened before.
再来第七个字，词字查经。词字查经。啊、对不起，第六哈，释经性的查经。
And the sixth is interpreting the Bible.
这个就稍微难一点了，要有解经的能力了、啊。
You must learn to have this ability.
如果没有这个解经的能力啊，就不要随便用啊。
If you don't yet have the gift of interpreting the Bible, then don't use it.
不然会解错。
Otherwise, you'll explain the Bible wrong.
解错就很麻烦了。
And that would be a big trouble.
就会造成很多的一些啊这些误会
，because you can lead to much misunderstanding。
所以如果要做这项工作的时候，最好要有我们教会的属灵的参考书，去慢慢的学，慢慢的查。
When you learn to interpret the Bible, use a reference books from our churches and learn from those examples。
好像神学院有开一课释经学。
And even in the seminary, we have classes of Bible interpretation.
怎么解经句的？
How do we interpret and explain a verse?
真的要下功夫。
You must spend a lot of time and effort.
可能要具备有其他原文的能力，像希伯来文啊、希腊文啊，还有看还有这个拉丁文啊，因为它有些在翻译上这个要特别留意的，这个要研究研究一下比较好。
And in addition, we will have to learn the original tongue in Hebrew and Greek or even Latin to compare the translations.
如果没有那种能力，还是先从基本的好好学，以后再来进入再深一点的，再来谈谈啊。
But if we can't do it just yet, study use the other types of Bible study.
那再来是词字查经。
The seventh is the word study.
圣经里面会看到神的一些言语。很特别的，非常有含义的，像那一种的查经啊，就要花很多时间去研究研究了。
Sometimes a particular verse or phrase will jump out at you, or.
所以我曾经看过有一个传道同工啊，他就去发表写一些像绝书，他在被带到公会里面审判的时候，他们问他你是犹太人的王吗？他说我是，分别回答了三次我是，就公共那个主题啊，就研究了一本。
Once a pastor wrote a book based on the event when Jesus appeared before the Sanhedrin when they asked him, Are you God? He said, I am.
绝书回答说我是。
That simple phrase, I am.
哇，他就研究了很多。
And that pastor was able to write a whole book on it.
所以凡事还是要多学了，才能够接触比较深一点的或者范围，更能够有这个。研究性学习神的话的这样的方向。
We can only continue to learn and broaden our knowledge.
那我们今天跟大家谈的主要是介绍一个人物查经跟事物查经啊，还有专题查经比较会，还有段落查经比较用到的一些基本的查经法了。
So today I will share with you briefly the first four, the character, events, topical, and passage.
可以从这个这样的方法查下去啊，你就慢慢熟悉别的这些查经法了。
Beginning from these four, you can study the Bible and get to know the Bible better before you go into more.
我们看那个第三项。
Let's look at Roman numeral three.
查经方法。
Ways of Bible study.
这里讲到介绍有六个 W.
There are the six W's.
第一个是人。
Who?
第二个是时间
，when；
第三个是地点
，where；
第四个是事情
，which；
再来是为何
，why；
如何
，and what。
为何里面分有探讨的原因，有近因跟远因
And when we study the reason why there's immediate and further down the road,
事机或人物的如何就看它的结果了。
And you can see the results.
如果你能够抓住这几点呢？
If you can grasp onto these points,
然后加以综合分裂，甚至提出要点分析，就会把这里面的这些要点跟分裂就会非常贴切。
Simply comparing all these different factors will give you a lot of lessons.
那你要定一个主题就很容易了。
And you'll be easy to find a topic.
第三，就在这些要点分析以下，提出属灵的教训跟分享。
And from your analysis, you can share your spiritual teaching and share.
那要让这一段你所查的能够有神的活泼生命力的见证道理，就要加上实际生活的应用、思考跟见证了。
And in order to learn from God's living word, you must use examples from life.
那这个很重要。
That is important.
不要以为这个道理很简单，其实你好好的去品味，照这样的方法，从你口里讲出去的道理就不一样，人家觉得听起来有神的生命力。
When we learn and enjoy the word of God, when we share it, people will feel the life in the word of God.
既然提出这个方法，我们就一起来操演一次。
So I could share with you a practice.
不然的话，回去还是没有沾央啊。
Otherwise, you still don't get it.
闽南话这个没沾央就是不知道了啊。
You can listen all you want, but without practice, you won't get it.
我曾经啊，在开车经过马路啊。
Once I drove past an intersection.
有一个店名叫葛再来，我怎么看也看不懂啊。葛再来。
There's a store named Come Again.
他那个店名叫葛再来啊，那个翻不出来，当然又是Come Again没错。他那个葛再来啊，原来国语讲不通了，要讲闽南话，葛再来啊。
For the longest time, I wonder what the store name meant.
所以有一些人真的很会动头脑啊，做生意啊。我们这里不是谈生意啊，但是我们要动头脑，怎么去学习什么道理啊？挖里面的宝啊。
And we're here to dig up the treasure in the Word of God.
你挖出来啊，你很，这个有时候感觉就好像那个挖到珍珠啊，哇，那种感觉好幸福。
And when you find the pearl in the Word of God, it feels pretty good.
真的。
It's true.
你挖不出来啊，怎么看都很辛苦。
If you can't find anything, of course it's hard to read.
所以你常常做这样的训练，而且你要领会你自己也这样子准备啊。你一次一次的体验，一次的准备，你会进步很快。
Keep practicing, understand what you're doing, and you'll quickly improve.
很自然的，你就会开始有那种组织、那种分析。
Naturally, your mind will learn
怎么样比较
how to organize your thoughts and how to learn from the verses.
这种感觉真的好舒服。
And it feels really good.
就是因为好舒服，所以天天都喜欢读经。
And then you're going to read the Bible every day.
不想读经的，我看到天天不舒服。
If you can't read the Bible, you won't.
我们来看那个马可福音第一章。
Let's read Mark chapter 1.
我们大家一起来操演一次。
Let's practice Bible study together.
第一章的29-31节。
Mark chapter 1 verses 29-31.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
预备开始，他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰、
John
进了西门和安德烈的家。西门的岳母正患热病躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。耶稣近前拉他的手，扶他起来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。那我们现在开始了，一项一项来。
So let's study HW.
这一段经文很短的，看起来好像没有什么。
It's a short passage. Doesn't seem like we can learn much from it.
读得不舒服的话，真的看起来没有什么。
And you won't it you'll get frustrated.
我们来看一下，在这一段有什么人在里面。
But let's study, who is in this passage?
有什么人呢？大家一起回答了。
Just yell out the answer.
有谁在里面呢？大声讲没有关系啊。雅各、约翰，还有呢
？James and John.
西门、安德烈，还有呢
？Simon and Andrew.
啊？ 西门的岳母
Simon's mother-in-law
还有呢
And
主耶稣
Jesus,
还有呢
And
都讲得差不多了不过好像还有再几
There seems to be someone else
他们、
hey. 哦、
还有再几
Anymore
这个很短的很好看
There's not that many words in this passage
还有不知名的那边有一个说有人告诉耶稣的那个永恒、啊、
And there is a
Lord 当然这边已经太细了不过可以做参考、啊、不告诉这么细在那边、啊、你把它列出来了
And、啊、you make a list of everyone in the passage
好了我们再来看是在什么时间发生的
And when did this happen
什么时间
When
他时间没有讲几点几点不过可以抓住那个当时的那个动作发生的时间
Here it doesn't say exactly what time it is but we can tell by clues、
啊、
The Sabbath、
啊、安息日还有
And
再几
There's more
我聚会完的时候
After service
有人说下午
Someone said afternoon
看起来也可以啊
That could make sense
看起来也可以啊
It's possible
还有呢
And
如果没有我就要讲了
If not I'll have to give you an answer
前面的都可以啊表示大家用心看你啊
But all your answers are right
我们看那个二十九节
We can read verse 29
一出会堂
As soon as they left the synagogue,
一出会堂的时候
they just left the synagogue.
然后进到彼得家的时候
when they entered the home of Simon,
所以这样挤一挤，哎，还是挤出一点东西来了。
That's also a time.
跟刚刚大家讲的
we can find more answers.
好，那现在我们再来讲第三个
third.
发生的地点在什么地方
Where did it happen? The home of Simon.
西门就是彼得了哈
Simon Peter
西门的家、哦、好第四发生了什么事
Fourth, what happened
啊哦西门的岳母就是他的丈母娘了哈岳母害热病哎
Simon's mother-in-law had a fever.
就是发生了这个事，所以他们才去。
That was the event, and that's why they went.
我们看那个第五点呢。
Fifth.
为什么耶稣跟这几个门徒会到他的家里去呢
？Why did Jesus go to Peter's home?
为什么
？Why?
哦，有人告诉耶稣，
没有 told Jesus. And
啊？
去医病。
哦、耶稣要去医病，哎，也可以啊。
Jesus went to heal her. Heal her.、嗯、
他关心了，所以去要去看看这个彼得的岳母、嗯。
Jesus cared for the mother-in-law and visited her.
所以他这个原因呢，大概差不多了哈。我们再来看如何
，and
如何怎么样
？And what? What is the result?
看了以后怎么样呢
？What happened after Jesus saw her?
耶稣到了彼得的岳母家后来怎么样
What did Jesus do in her home?
啊拉他的手后来
呢
扶他起来后来呢
And?
热退了
And the people left her
大家都高材生嘛
You're all very great A students
哇一百零一分给你们了
You all pass
我们这样看完以后
After we go through this passage
我们就印象很深了
We remember the details.
这三节啊，你就摸得很透。
When you can understand these three verses even better.
好，现在就要开始分类，要点分析了。
Then how can we separate them into points?
大概比较有一稍微啊，一点点零点一的困难，就是在要点分析了。要怎么排了
？Small difficulty in organizing these points.
如果题目我们定。耶稣医治西门的岳母
Let's say our sermon's title is Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law
然后从他的动作从他的讲话我们看这一段我们要怎么去排他
Then how can we study this passage based on what Jesus said or what he did
要怎么分段呢
How do we break it up
要怎么整理要点分析呢？
How do we organize the actions and the words?
要怎么综合分类呢？
And how do we put them together?
现在我们刚刚已经挖出了东这个这个照着这六点呢、啊，已经挖出来了。
We have all the details in the six W's.
然后要怎么整理了？
How do we group them together?
整理不出来就变成什锦菜哦。
Otherwise, it becomes a mess.
那个菜里面有很多种蔬菜啊，分类
了。You must break it up.
我们准备灵粮就是要准备属灵的菜啊，分类啊。
We're like a chef preparing a spiritual meal.
如果你把它煮成什锦面，当然好吃了。什锦菜我喜欢吃、啊。
You can't make chop suey.
问题是领会你这个，你如果大杂烩什锦菜，你自己也不讲到后来变成自己也不懂，听了也不懂，变成奥秘。
But if you simply mix it up all together every, during every sermon, then no one will understand it. It won't be indeed a mystery.
就是要分类、啊、
We must organize our thoughts.
耶稣医治西门的岳母。
Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law.
从他的动作想看看。
Let's begin from his action.
要有根据的。
And refer to the verses.
好了，我们一起想、啊、
Let's think together.
那我给大家一个方向，我们这样讲，那说不定你回去还有更好的要点分析，不一定。
Maybe give you a point and keep thinking. Maybe when you go back, you'll come up with something new.
我们从这里看到主耶稣的动作，跟他的讲法，跟他的做。
Jesus' word and his action and what he did.
我们来提出几点作为要点分析。
And there are a few points.
这个神迹见证的。
There's a process in this healing and this miracle.
我们看二十九节。
Let's read verse 29.
他们一出会堂。
As soon as they left the synagogue,
哎，主耶稣很忙哎，到处这个传讲福音哎。
Jesus is very busy. He was preaching the word.
这个是因为他从教会教训完了，一出会堂哎。
He has just finished teaching in the synagogue.
一出会堂就马上到彼得岳母的家了。
And immediately he went to Simon Peter's home.
所以主耶稣这个一出会堂，我们就讲他很会把握机会做圣工。
And we can see that Jesus took every opportunity to work for God.
所以第一点，我们说主耶稣他把握机会。
First, Jesus took every opportunity.
怎么不简单呢？
That's not an easy.
把握机会要利用各种时间呢。
He must take every second of his time.
这个，我后来因为出来刚刚当传道，我看到这里的时候，我真的学习主耶稣这样做哈。我们吃过一点时间没有关系，我们关心信徒，关心教会，嚯，很多神迹见证都这样来的。
When I first became a pastor, I took this passage to heart, and it's okay if I lose a little bit of my time.
把握机会去做哦，不要等到睡饱了，哎，吃饱了，可以了才去啊，可能人家都不需要你了，说不定已经死了，或者他已经好了。
If we use every second to work for God, then we will see miracles. Otherwise.Who knows, maybe a sick person would have died or been killed already.
安息日聚会。
Once after a Sabbath service,
我们就开聚会开会。
We had a church board meeting.
当然一起开会开到晚，就晚上八点了。
And the meeting lasted until 8 p.m.
有一个负责人呢，高阶警官，他专门接李登辉总统跟副总统连战了，出入红旗山庄的，他也是教会负责人。他就建议说，我请大家吃饭了。
A church board member who was actually in charge of the president said that he'll take us out to dinner.
哇，八点当然饿了，好啊好啊。
So because everyone was hungry at 8 p.m.
而且他讲的那个餐厅啊，真的是有名的，很好啊，当然好啊。
He took us to a very fine restaurant.
就这说好的时候，电话铃亮了，找我了。
But when we're about to leave for the restaurant, the phone rang.
我就去接电话。
So I pick up the phone.
那一通电话真的。让我失去了那一顿晚餐。
And that phone call lost me a dinner.
但是我愿意。
But I was willing to go.
因为他有人啊，快死。
Because someone was dying.
在教会病房。
In the ICU.
她是一个很久没来的姐妹。
And the person was a sister who haven't come to church for a long time.
她的小孩啊。
And her children.
真的很可怜的。
Was very sad.
因为很久没来教会啊，所以他又跟着他的夫家，不是我们教会的人啊，这个喝酒了、抽烟了，心味不大。
After she stopped coming to church, she smoked and drank with a husband who wasn't a believer.
后来我说好，没关系，我赶快过去。
And I agreed to go to the hospital.
我就跟负责人讲。
So I told the board member.
对不起啊，你们去吃好了。
Sorry, you can't have the meal without me.
我赶到一个大医院了，他那个监护病房有一个姐妹的孩子，才一岁左右，还没有受洗，快死了。
快死了。
It was the child of the sister who was sick in the hospital.
He
was dying, and it was not, the child was not yet baptized. It was only about when I said that,
负责人看出传道可以不吃，我们也可以不吃。
The board member said, if you have to go without dinner, then so will we.
走，传道走，我们先去看。
So let's go.
啊，感谢主。
I thank God.
这些都是我好朋友，没有出卖我。
These good friends of mine didn't betray me.
哎，如果出卖我，如果打问的话。
If they had the dinner without me, I would have a lot of questions. 我们
就七八个人就去了。
So all seven or eight of us went to the hospital.
就到那家大医院。
And we visited.
这一趟路要花40分钟才到那。
It took us 40 minutes to get there.
就来回就花一个多小时了。
So the round trip was over an hour.
但是大家心一样，心一样。
But we had the same heart.
就到那家医院。
We went to the hospital.
就到楼上的监护病房。
And we went to the ICU upstairs.
我在监护病房门前才听那个姐妹讲。
And at the door, I listened to the sister.
她的家属不是我们教会的。
Her family were believers.
阿姑阿妹也哭。
So the grandparents were weeping.
先生跟这个姐妹也哭。
And the sister and the husband also were weeping.
她就跟我讲了。
And she said to me.
我说事情怎么发生的？
And I asked her what happened.
说他们呢到那个钓虾场去钓虾。
She said they were fishing for shrimps.
因为她嫁的不是我们教会的，所以他们。喝酒了，什么都很习惯。
And it was a habit for them to drink.
我们这个姐妹是没有喝的。
But the sister didn't drink with them at the time.
只是她也很痛苦，因为信仰不一样。
But she was very distraught over her faith.
她一直觉得亏欠神。
She felt that she was unworthy of God.
就在钓虾，他们边吃，她的家里人啊，在喝酒的时候，她就去上厕所了。
So while everyone was having a good time drinking, she went to the bathroom.
她就交代她的先生跟婆婆说：“看好啊，这个孩子跟孙子。”
And she told her husband and her mother-in-law to watch the kids.
他们说好啊，但是一杯酒又下去了。
They said okay, but then they kept drinking.
等到这个姐妹从厕所回来，已经过五分钟了。
And 5 minutes later, after she got out of the bathroom,
怎么找孩子找不到、啊、
？She couldn't find her child.
跑到马路上找也没有、啊、
She looked for the child.
钓虾场的老板也一起关心呢、啊。
Everyone searched for it.
怎么找也找不到。
They couldn't find the child.
结果。刚好整整，就整整过了这个五分钟了。
And 5 minutes later,
老板就看到从那个水底啊，这个小孩浮起来了，身体发黑。
Someone,
男的，
不讲男的，小孩了。
It was someone saw the child, a body floating from the pool.
就是他们的小孩啊。
It was a child.
小男孩啊。
It was a small boy.
在水底五分钟哎。
He was underwater for 5 minutes.
钓虾场的深度啊是。将近两个人的这种高度
，and the depth was about the height of 2 person.
一个小孩掉下去，你看
，and the boy fell in.
肚子大大又花黑，浮到水面上，
his,
差不多了。
His body had already became purple, and he was already swollen.
他们赶快用网子把这个孩子捞上来。
So they grabbed the body,
就人工呼吸啊
，and tries to do CPR.
摸他的脉搏，还有在这个。鼻子这里根本就没有呼吸了。
They could not feel a breath or a pulse.
哇，他的家里已经有的酒醉的，突然也醒过来了。
And everybody awoke from a drunken stupor.
哇，大家赶快开车送到那个军医院。
So they rushed to the hospital. It was a very big hospital.
哇，急诊医生说啊，不行，这个孩子已经死了。
In the ER, the doctor told them the child was dead.
我转往送到桃园市的一家大医院。
So they drove into another hospital.
然后就在那边。一直恳求医生急救，就用那个电击，砰砰砰，什么都弄，
and they
都弄了，
pleaded,
弄了。
They pleaded the doctor to
我们这个姐妹很久没来教会了。
And even though the sister hasn't come to church for a long time,
躲在墙角那边向神祷告，我错了，我错了，求耶稣帮助，求耶稣救我。
She hid herself in the corner, praying to God and said, "I'm wrong, God." And a miracle happened.
这个孩子昏迷不醒啊。
The child was unconscious.
突然那个电脑啊，有一点生命现象，嘟嘟。几秒动一次，几秒动一次，生命非常非常脆弱。
But suddenly there was a pulse and there was were heartbeat, even though it was very weak.
所以医生讲了，先灌氧气了，到明天还没有醒过来，就氧气拔掉，全部。
The doctor decided to keep the oxygen flowing and wait until tomorrow.
他讲完了。
And after she told me,
我就请他们家里人，虽然不是我们教会的，跟他们一起讲。
I gathered all her family and said,
现在到这个节骨眼，你们一定要在我们基督教会的祷告会啊。
And if you now that you reach this crisis, you must pray according to the Church.
第一句话要奉耶稣圣名祷告。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
再来要讲哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And keep saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
一直这样讲，内心向神祈求更。
Keep saying this and pray to God.
但是你没有最坏的打算。
But you have to expect the worst.
尤其我针对那个姐妹，很久没有来教会了。
Especially, I told the sister who hasn't been coming to church.
你知道吗？为什么你碰到这种事？神要提醒你的。
Do you know why this happened? But God wants to remind you of
something. 你很久没有来教会了。
You haven't been coming to church.
你不要再迷糊下去。
Don't continue to live like this.
你要向神悔改。
Repent.
怎么悔改？你知道吗？
How do you repent?
我知道，我知道。
And she said, I know.
她讲我知道，我知道，一直哭哎。
And she kept crying.
后来我们都讲好了。
So after I went to the ICU,
医生看到我们这么多人进来。
The doctor saw so many people in the room.
他说不行不行，一次只能两个。
He said only two out of
one. 我要穿消毒衣呢。
And we have to put on a
robe. 我说对不起。
And I said I'm sorry.
你不是说这个孩子明天就要把氧气要死了吗？
Didn't you say you expect the child to die tomorrow?
是啊是啊。
The doctor said yes.
那你认为现在他是不是活的几率很少？
Then does he have a chance to live?
他说是。
And the doctor said, it's very little. Then I said to the doctor, then let us pray for him one last time. We hope you can fulfill this wish.
看到这个他的家属在哭啊，当然他答应了。
So the doctor agreed.
告诉我们，你就小声一点祷告。
And told us to pray not so loud.
我心里想，怎么可能？
And I said, how is that possible?
哭很大声就已经不错了。
We're holding back our tears.
我们就围着那个孩子祷告。
So we surrounded the boy and prayed.
旁边还有很多这个待急救的孩子也在那边。
And there are other children in the same building.
我看到那个孩子和管子很多。
I saw many tubes coming out of his body.
我就开始念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So I prayed in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
一讲完一祷告来，整个教会病人都是我们弟兄姐妹的祷告声。
And the room was filled with the sound of prayer.
医生跟护士照的花灯。
And the doctor and nurses were so shocked.
后来就按手在这个小孩子头上。
And I laid hands on the boy.
哇，大家越祷告越充满了，好像挡住自己的这个孩子死掉一样。
And the more we pray, the harder we pray, as if we're praying for our own son.
按到他的手，这个奇妙的事发生了。
And when I touched his hand, something happened.
每几秒，那个孩子的手脚就会这样抽筋了。
Every few seconds.The child's hand and feet began moving. But I was afraid, what if the child dies when I lay hand on him?
我心里想不会了，我知道换主的名，
I believe, I'm praying in the name of Jesus, this won't happen.
你切交给神了。
I will rely on God.
因为医生判断明天要死了。
Since the doctor said he would die anyway.
那我不知道如果提早死是怎么回事，我不晓得。
If he dies prematurely, then it's not my fault.
我很小心按手的，不要碰那个管子，我怕会出毛病。
So I was very careful not to touch the tubes.
啊，祷告就不管了。
But I continued to pray.
我们在加护病房祷告十五分钟。
We pray for 15 minutes in the room.
所有的医生、护士还有那个家属在外面，真的都发呆了。
The doctor and the nurses and all the other families were stunned.
当然他们不敢讲了，因为吓到啊。
But they were frightened, I guess, and they didn't say anything. And after prayer,
跟这个医生讲谢谢你。
And I said thanks to the doctor.
后来我们就走了。
And we left.
哇，回到那个教会啊，负责人就联络其他信徒，晚上睡觉竟然为这个孩子祷告。
When we returned to the chapel, the board members called all the members of the church and asked them to pray.
当然，这个时候看到这种事情，没有心情吃大餐了，
But,
改为路边摊吃阳春面。
And of course, we had already lost our appetite, so we ate a simple bowl of noodles.
我们心里都在想要为这个孩子祷告，这个姐妹祷告。
Because our hearts were all with the sister and her son.
后来我们都提早回去。
So we went home early.
我回到教会传道。
And after, and returned to the church.
早上起来也为这件事祷告。
In the morning, I prayed for.
我们就约好了，礼拜天早上我们再去看。
And we all decided to visit the sister again in the morning.
去看到加护病房，哎。孩子不见。
When we went to ICU, the boy was gone.
不大敢问那个负责人说：“哎，请问一下，这个孩子，这个，他的手就这样，这个是不是啊？”
And we didn't exactly dare to ask the doctors and nurses. So a board member said, did the child, did something happen to the child? And the nurse asked, what's wrong?
他们在普通病房啊。
The child has been moved to the regular
room. 他们不敢相信的，这普通病房啊。
He has already, his condition has been downgraded.
那我们就上去看。
And we visit him.
一到那个门口啊。
When we went to the hospital room, 大家都看呆了。We were stunned.
这个孩子在床上玩呢。
The boy was playing on the bed.
不对啊。
That was incredible.
哎，这孩子那么可爱，怎么会死啊？
How, this was such a cute boy, and he wasn't dying.
一向有发生溺死的现象。
It didn't seem as if anything could have happened at all.
Hey, 后来那个不久医生来了。
And after a while, the doctor came.
他也很关心的，他也看了。
And he cared about the patient.
他头摇了好几下，怎么可能？怎么？
He kept shaking his head, saying it's impossible.
看到我，他说，哎。
He saw me and said,
牧师啊，你昨天用什么法术？
Said, hey, pastor, what sort of magic did you do?
又是已经绝对90%只要死掉的孩子怎么？
I was so sure that this boy would die, and now he's fine.
一面玩一面手装那个奶瓶。
The one-year-old boy had a bottle in his hand and he's playing.
他的妈妈就马上讲了，姐妹就说已经喝了第三瓶了。
And the sister told me that was his third bottle.
后来医生就这样讲。
And doctor told me.
一般人呢，如果脑里面缺氧超过4秒啊，不是脑死就变成植物人或白痴了。
If the brain has been deprived of oxygen,
四秒
for 4 seconds, then
one, two, three, four,
then it will already have a long term effect.
4秒
just 4.
他在水底里面5分钟
underwater
300秒哎
，that was 300 seconds.
多少个四秒啊
？How many 4 second interval was that?
真的神显出奇迹了。
That was God's miracle.
如果我们那一次没有学习追溯一样，把握机会去关怀。
We didn't learn from Jesus to seize every opportunity.
跟着他一起祷告。
If we didn't pray for them,
可能我们要多一场办告别式了。
Perhaps we will have an extra funeral that week.
所以真的主耶稣啊，一出会堂他就把握机会。
Jesus took every opportunity when he left the synagogue.
我怕大家看不懂的时候，特别讲这个见证啊。
So I hope you understand the message since I'm sure.
没有把握机会啊。
Seize every opportunity.
不要等到吃饱饭了，或者时间有了。
Don't wait till you
还没洗澡，我还没洗澡哎。
Don't wait till after dinner. Don't wait till after you shower.
所以这个有时候时间很短，这个天壤之别差很远呢。
Time is short. You don't know what will happen in one.
哦，所以要像耶稣一样，我把握机会啊。
Learn from Jesus and take
the
opportunity.
做圣徒要把握机会
to work for God.
不要先把自己的时间空出啊，然后要忽视主的时间。
Don't wait until you have spare time.
我们再来看第二点呢。
Second point.
看那个30节。
Verse 30.
30节这里说有人告诉耶稣。
Someone, they told Jesus about her.
主耶稣听到有人告诉他是彼得的岳母患热病了。
When Jesus heard the news,
这个主耶稣啊。一出会堂，马上就去他的家里关怀。
As soon as he left the synagogue, he went to her home.
所以我们说，主耶稣是很会主动关怀人。
Jesus actively cared.
第二点很重要。
That's the second lesson.
主动关怀。
He showed initiative.
有人说呢
，Someone told him.
并不是彼得、安德烈他们讲哎。
It didn't come from Peter.
这里只说有人说。
It was simply someone.
所以如果我们在教会听到哎。有人说他家里有事，有人说他怎么样？你要赶快去，你不要等一个礼拜、两个礼拜以后才去关怀，那个时效已经差太远。
So in church, if we hear someone, something happened to someone,
那个事情可能更加重大。
Don't wait for a week because you don't know what will happen.
主动关怀很重要。
You must show your concern.
哇，这一件事啊，坐在彼得的岳母身上。
And this happened to the mother-in-law Peter.
但是整件过程彼得看得很清楚。
And Peter witnessed the entire event.
所以彼得很感动哎。
Peter was touched.
主耶稣亲自主动关怀，我没有讲哎。
Well, I didn't even say anything, but Jesus cared for my mother-in-law.
等到讲了，甚至被骂，你要去关怀，那个妻子说有什么用？大家心里都不舒服了。
Don't wait until someone asks you or even scolds you to care for someone.
彼得没讲，但是主耶稣听到有人说他去关怀了。
Peter didn't say anything, but someone told Jesus and he went.
所以当有一次主耶稣问彼得，我将来受难，你们众人都会离开我。
And later when Jesus said to his disciples, you will all depart from me.
因为当时彼得说，大家都离开你，我一定会跟你赴汤蹈火的。
Peter immediately replied, I will go with you anywhere.
他一直记得主耶稣主动关怀过他。
Because he remembers the love of Jesus.
彼得他也体谅主耶稣的心。
Peter understand Jesus' heart.
那主耶稣说：“我要将天国的钥匙，就是圣灵的权柄， 给你了。
And Jesus told him, I will give you the keys of the heavenly kingdom, or the power.
后来主耶稣死后复活升天了，所有在耶路撒冷重要的工作，领导者彼得占了非常重要的地位。
And after Jesus was resurrected and ascended to heaven, all the work of the church, most of the work of the church.
主耶稣这样关怀过去，他很认真的一直在学的，后来成为主耶稣托付重任的一个。
It was all because Jesus cared for his family that Peter continued to learn and was able to carry out his responsibilities. Because he remembered how much Jesus cared. Jesus showed the initiative to care.
那我们再来看三十一节。
31.
31节这里说耶稣近前拉着他的手扶他起来。
Jesus went to her, took her hand and helped her up.
主耶稣做这个动作之前，在马可福音我们可以看到，他先是耶稣动了慈心，就做这个动作。
And we can see that Jesus had compassion on her and went near her.
他每一次要拉这个病患或者需要关怀的拉他的手，扶他起来，他前面一定会记载说。
Throughout the gospel, we see that before Jesus takes someone's hand, the Bible records that Jesus had compassion on them.
主耶稣是有行爱心的生活。
Because Jesus lived a life of love.
他不但有爱心。
Not only did he have love in his heart.
他实际的，真的扶着他的手，拉他起来，生病的人怎么能够起来呢？一定要这样做啊。
He reached out his hand and helped them up.
所以他的爱心是爱到底的，不是爱到一半，拉到一半，他准备站起来再换掉，当然不是更严重吗？主耶稣不会做那种
Jesus
这个爱心到一半的事情。
Jesus love us to the end, he will help us until we're standing up.
所以第三点，主耶稣有行爱心的生活。
Third, Jesus lived a life of love.
第四点
，Fourth，
后来我们看到这个彼得的眼热就退了。
And we can see that the fever left her.
这个病得医治，然后我们看到他有什么改变。
And what did she, how did she change?
这个彼得的岳母就立刻起来服侍他们。
His mother-in-law began to wait on them.
这个就是从这个动作里面我们看到，这个彼得岳母得到这样的体验。
Just from the simple action, we can see.
大家看到就是知道这奇迹啊。
Everyone saw the miracle.
所以这个就纯感恩来服侍主了。
And she served the Lord from her heart.
这个很重要。
And that's important.
要做到这个纯感恩的心服侍主，你就要拿掉属灵的热病。
In order to serve God with thanks, we must be healed of the spiritual fever.
为什么很多人不能立志服侍主？
Why can't we serve God?
不能立志过一个感恩的生活。
Why can't we be determined to live a life of thanks?
太多了。
Because we're sick and spirit.
因为教会就在旁边，但是他觉得好像隔太平洋，台湾到美国这么远呢。
Even though that you may live right next door to the church, if you're so far away.
为什么不能来？就是有属灵的热病。
Because you're sick.
问他怎么不来？太忙了。
He asked people why don't come to church and they said
we're busy
because they still have fever
and spirit.
They cannot live a life determined to love
the Lord.
And we must pray for them and encourage them.
身体的病有病还没有关系啊。
It's not that bad if we're sick physically.
他还懂得依靠神哎。
At least we'll learn to rely on God.
但是有些人很健康哎。
But many people are quite healthy.
常常看不到他这个没有来教会。
But we don't see them in church.
没有来服侍主。
We don't see them serving God.
就是患有属灵的热病。
Because they're sick in spirit.
反而有些生病行动不便的，反而更认真来教会。
On the other hand, there are many people who don't feel well physically if they're not at church.
是啊，就为他代祷。
And we can only pray for them.
如果不这样做，真的他属灵热病不会掉。
If we don't, then the fever will never leave our brothers and sisters.
所以我们可以从这三节提出这四点。
From these three verses, we can learn four lessons.
要把握机会。
Seize every opportunity.
主动关怀人。
To care for others.
要行爱心的生活。
We must live a life of love.
要立下感恩、立志感恩和服侍主的。这种生活
we must be determined to live a life.
但是最后一点必须要除去属灵的热病。
And before we do that, we must be healed of our fever.
所以短短的当中，我们就可以引发出这样的一篇这个用这样的查经方法去领受这样的属灵教训跟生活的印证。
And through our Bible study of the short passage, we can learn all these lessons and give examples in life.
旧约新约有很多，我们用这个方法去查看看。
And there are many short passages in the Old Testament and New Testament that we can learn.
自己也会主讲章啊。
And you can put together some.
也会做到更好的这种属灵的属灵玛拿的领受跟分享。
And you can be a good collector of the spiritual manna.
那愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.
啊，因为我们时间已经九点十五分，所以我们就在这里一起做祷告。
And let's kneel down and pray together.
那我们明天、后天、大后天在圣何西教会有灵修会。
Beginning,
弟兄姐妹跟慕道朋友一起参加。
Beginning from tomorrow until Sunday, we will have a special convocation in San Jose Church.
那个时候，我们特别会谈到有关圣灵或祷告或者更多的神美好的见证。
And I invite all the brothers and sisters and our friend to attend, and I will share with you even more lessons of God's truth.
一起来感谢祷告。
Let's offer a prayer of thanksgiving.